It took me a little bit, but as promised, I am presenting you a Chinese-branded meter, UniT, though I don't know how much truth there is. D. This multimeter is available in several versions, from AND down E, that differ in their functions. I have purchased UT210E because I was interested in the small range of the measured current, although I must admit that I did not believe it was in the range 2 amps it will be authoritative. All versions can measure the current DC, which at this price is practically unheard of. I would not be myself if I had not put a screenshot from the auction here. So here I am. As you can see, the price is downright ridiculous, $43.50, which is less than 170 Polish zlotys. In our country, we can buy at a slightly higher price our native clamp meter, but the operator only AC. The photos below show the content of the shipment. It seems that it is either a product typically for the Chinese market, only the inscriptions in Mandarin on the packaging except for one, or a very nice fake. Here, as in the case of Anning Q1, I have two copies at my disposal. When I got mine and was with him at a friend with whom I tested the reference voltage that you already know, my friend liked it and asked me to order him the same. Thanks to this, I have the opportunity to not only test but also check the repeatability of the results. In this beautiful, colorful box, from which nothing comes out, we find such treasures. Of course, there is only one multimeter. The test leads seem solid, and they have insulating caps on the test tips, which I personally approve of. Although these are actually quite thick-skinned, a very nice addition is also a well-fitted cover with a zipper. Inside, there is a pocket for cables and an elastic band securing the multimeter against falling out should someone forget to fasten the zipper. Let's take a look at the technical parameters, or if you prefer the specification. I found a pretty nice table with my friends, so I'll steal it. I think the Yellow Brothers will not mind. I will not keep you in suspense anymore, because I know that you are waiting for practical tests, as I bought it mainly for non-contact current measurement. We will start with such tests. In the first phase, a well-known current source was used as the load. In the second, a 12-volt, 21-watt bulb, scrolled to almost 17 volts, and a piece of computer herring, because I did not have a suitable resistor at hand. Stage 3 is an old iron and an auto transformer, so let's start the photo stories. The readings below 10 MAA were random, so to speak, as you can see in the first three photos. You can see, however, that the measure is simply stunningly accurate. However, I would like to point out that before each measurement, I pressed the zero key. Otherwise, the device could show total nonsense. We increase the current a little and check the correctness of the readings, compared to the higher-class multimeter, Sanwa. Here you have 0.5 amps in turn, 1 amp, 2 amps, and how much the power supply could handle, on a piece of sheet metal called the herring as a load. The next test is to measure the AC current. In the role of load, the old iron is connected via an auto transformer. Unfortunately, it only has a load capacity of 3.42 amps, so I couldn't go crazy. Here in turn, 0.5 amps, 1.5 amps, 2.5 amps, and as much as possible, i.e. 3.44 amps, AC. I also wanted to do a rehearsal with some very high current, so I decided to measure the starting current of the warm and, importantly, 2.0 petrol engine. Unfortunately, despite a few attempts, it turned out that my reflexes are too weak to press hold in time. However, I noticed that it looks something like this: 57 to 58A, 69 to 70A, 95 to 97A, and it drops down to a dozen amps, but everything happens very quickly. I think the cold engine would run out of scale. Anyway, never mind. For me, the 20 amp range is enough. So let's check how this meter handles voltage measurement. To begin with, we will use the reference voltage that you already know. Now measure the AC VO.